We're joined this morning by Dr. Regelina Melrose, who we know as Dr. Reggie, and it's the 60-second fix, the brain-changing toolkit that stops unwanted habits and starts surprising joy. You talk about 60 seconds. How much is 60 seconds? How long is 60 seconds? Well, as a Cleveland Browns fan, I can tell you 60 seconds is way too long of a time to give Tom Brady, because the Browns were winning the other day, and it took less of about 60 seconds for them to turn the thing around and lose the game, and my stress level then went way up. I wish I could use those 60 seconds to put some of your toolkit into practice. Let's talk a little bit about that. Where did you come up with this 60-second fix idea?
Oh, boy. It was a culmination of years and years of work studying neuroscience, looking to professional athletes, actually, to learn about how people under great amounts of stress and pressure are able to keep their wits about them, make excellent decisions, and perform their very best.
And then this was something that you're able to apply to the common person, the average person, somebody who's just going through life.
That's it, and it's about time, isn't it, for us to really look at what NASA is doing, what are doctors doing on the job, what are the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies doing, you know, what are professional athletes doing, because they're under great amounts of stress and pressure, and they have to make sure that they've got this capacity to make excellent decisions regardless. And we're in that position now, I think. The everyday person is experiencing inordinate amounts of stress. And we have to parent well. We have to do our jobs well. We have to drive through traffic and not get into accidents. So what can we be doing that is going to allow us to be the best we can be in these pressure cooker kinds of circumstances?
You kind of talk, as the title says, stop unwanted habits and starts surprising joy. What does that mean, joy? How do we know that's joy? What is that?
You know, I have to say that it's a personal subtitle because of how surprised I am by how joyful I feel in my life now. Many of us have, you know, come up under very stressful or traumatic situations growing up. And for those of us who have had a lot of, I guess what you might call symptoms of challenging disorders, people label, they medicate. We have a lot of this going on now, right? We all think we have an anxiety disorder or a panic disorder, and we use medication for this. And struggling with that myself in my own life, I never believed I would have that feeling, that joyful feeling where I'd feel free of anxiety and the pressures of stress. And in fact, using these tools, I have found that in my own life. So it just feels like a beautiful gift I want to give.
Now, you did a lot of work, or you've worked with children in your line of work. How does that apply to what you've studied here?
They've really taught me. They've really taught me. So for 22 years, I've been working in schools with kids aged, you know, pre-K from 3 to college age. I was a professor as well. And I've really learned from them. They pointed to the question, how can we do this a better way? Because they're under so much stress with the way the school system is now, the pressure of testing. And I really wanted to come up with a way for them to feel good going into test-taking situations, to feel good even though they're feeling overwhelmed by all this homework they have now. And it was through my work with them that I tested out these tools and found how effective that they are.
Well, let's go over some of the tools. Open up the toolkit. What's in there for us to use in the 60 seconds?
Five little tools in one little minute. It's a walking, talking toolkit. So when you are watching the game and you are feeling stressed that your team is losing, right there and then, you don't have to try to get to a meditation class or a yoga. You don't have to strike a yoga pose. Right in that moment when you're enjoying the game or not enjoying the game, you can use these sensory tools. They're nonverbal. They're a physiological response to a physiological problem. When you're stressed out, your heart rate and your blood pressure have elevated. Cortisol has elevated. And we can't talk ourselves out of that. Many of us notice that we can try to talk ourselves down, but words don't change physiology. The only thing that can change that is a physiological response. So our first tool, for example, right, there's five tools in 1 minute, but the first tool is so essential because it gives us back the ground beneath our feet. People who have extreme amounts of stress or who have been traumatized, it often feels like the earth has been ripped out from under our feet, and we can't feel ourselves on the ground anymore. This is highly essential to a basketball player, for example, who's standing at the free throw line. One of the most important things he's doing while standing at the free throw line is shifting his weight back and forth from one side to the other so that he can really feel solid ground beneath his feet. This instantaneously lowers blood pressure. And when blood pressure comes down, our heart rate lowers, we take a deeper breath, and we are able to take that shot with greater success.
There's a moment where all of us, at some time when our workday comes to an end, we take our shoes off. There's immediately a different sort of change in our being, I believe, at that point. Is there a similar connection to that, same thing?
Yes, that is so perceptive. What a fantastic observation to make. And, you know, I'm glad you're noticing that for yourself. Certainly, we see our kids wanting their shoes off all the time. Teachers report they always have at least a handful of students in their room that just don't want those shoes on. It's the same thing. We get home at the end of the day, we want those shoes off, and we want that sensory feeling. It's the sensory part of our brain that needs to be soothed in order for us to have a calmer state of being in life where we're more tolerant and less reactive. So important.
You also mentioned about sort of sitting back, relaxing. I guess feeling our bottom, another big part of us gets a little sensory there.
Yes, and I have to say, support is one of my favorites because it helps to rewire our brain to begin noticing when there is support right there for us in any given moment. Right now, our brain gets focused on where support is not coming from, right? There are so many people disappointing us and situations that are disappointing. But if we can begin to notice support, and it's not so much about relaxing as it is about getting grounded for greater focus and concentration. That's what this toolkit is about. So when we notice support, like we're sitting in the chair and we can say, oh, let me let the chair do the work here. Why am I bracing? Why am I holding so tight when I can just let this chair support me? When you do that, neurons fire in your brain. And when neurons begin firing, they form a neural pathway. And those neural pathways get stronger every time we allow ourselves to notice the support that's around us in any given moment so that all of a sudden, automatically, we're feeling supported and not without enough.
Now, you also add breathing, which many of us who think about meditation or anything that's, or take a deep breath, that kind of a thing. So breathing, obviously, is another one of those physiological changes that we can bring to our body, too.
It really is. And you know, a lot of people just tell us to take a deep breath, and that doesn't help. A lot of people who are just instructed to take deep breaths end up feeling very dizzy. It's how we're taking that breath. The 60-second fix is all about teaching us how to do these things so that they give us the effect that we really need. So the way we breathe is highly essential. A lot of us are breathing in and out of our mouth, and that does not send a calming message to the brain body. We need to be breathing in through our nose and filling our belly with air. And when we're able to breathe that way, then we get this calming state of being that's so essential to great parenting and great performance on the job, everything.
Now, I want to skip to the fifth tool. Now, the fourth one just involves sort of visualization, some pleasant scene. But number five has to do with notice the changes or become aware of what things are happening in our body. Can you explain that a little more?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're pointing that one out because without it, the rest don't work very quickly at all. And I want people to get quick results. I really feel like we're collectively calling for a quicker solution and easier things to do. And when we notice, when we become aware of the experience we're having, so we ask ourselves, can I feel my feet on the ground? That brings our attention. We have to answer that question. And we say, okay, I see them on the ground, but can they actually feel them on the ground? And then maybe we need to wiggle our toes and push our heels in and, you know, shift our weight back and forth so that we actually can get that sensation. Yes, there's solid ground beneath my feet. And when we do this with awareness, neurons fire stronger, neural pathways develop quicker, and they become more embedded in our brain structure so that we automatically are noticing, I'm on the ground, I'm okay, my blood pressure's down.
You have a part in this book where you're just talking and it says that if you start feeling discomfort or uncomfortable, even while reading this book, you need to kind of stop and sort of reset yourself up with these different tools. Why is that important?
Yeah, I don't want, my job is to make sure that people don't get overwhelmed. We're already so overwhelmed. So if when people are using these tools, they begin to notice uncomfortable feelings inside, that's natural. We have lots of them. But what I don't want people to do is to have to sit there with those uncomfortable sensations. This is about shifting us out of being focused on what's uncomfortable and learning how to pay greater attention to what feels more grounding and more supportive and more flowing, you know, if we're having great breath right now. So when you can't shift out of uncomfortable, just take a break, go for a little walk, do something different, make a cup of tea, and then maybe come back and try again. Because each time we do, neural pathways get stronger and stronger, and it'll get easier and easier to begin focusing on what feels good.
Now, it's called the 60 seconds fix. Takes, but as with any kind of habit, you kind of put in that 21-day rule or 3 weeks. So there is an effort on our part. We still have to do it. It's not just going to be the click of the 60 seconds and suddenly it's all ready and done.
Yes. What's easy about this is that all five tools are easily done within 60 seconds, and you really only have to do it 60 seconds at a time. But you're absolutely right. What I want people doing is sort of stealing that 60 seconds throughout the day so that we're doing it often, right? We might stay in the ladies' room or the gentleman's room for 60 seconds longer, for example, to steal that time to use our tools. And this is what I love about it, is you can do it standing in the shower. You can do it waiting in line at the grocery store, at the auto shop, waiting for your car to be fixed. You can be using this while you're sitting or standing anywhere. And the more often you do, the more automatic this feeling will become to you.
Our guest today has been Regilena Melrose, Dr. Reggie. The book is The 60 Second Fix. Where can they find out more?
They can find me at the 60secondsfix.com.